You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The 29th of November last week marked International Women Human Rights Defenders Day, and as part of this, Amnesty International released a report detailing how women human rights defenders often face abuse for their work. I spoke with Guadalupe Marengo, head of the Global Human Rights Defenders Program at Amnesty International, about what the report means. She started by explaining the significance of the 29th of November.
The significance is that obviously women human rights defenders play a specific role in defending human rights, specifically, in particular, you know, sexual and reproductive rights, gender equality rights, and also women that defend all our rights. And it is special, the day is special because we're celebrating the work that they do and the activism that they do. And without women human rights defenders, many of the rights that we are gaining, we wouldn't have gained if it hadn't been for them. So that's why it's so significant to mark it clearly, because they also, human rights defenders that face specific risks because of who they are and because of what they do.
Would you be able to explain the term woman human rights defenders?
So women human rights defenders, women that defend all our rights, whether it's civil, political, or economic, social, and cultural, but it's also people from all genders that defend specifically women's rights or gender equality rights or sexually reproductive rights.
As part of this day, Amnesty International released a report titled Challenging Power, Fighting Discrimination, A Call to Action to Recognize and Protect Women Human Rights Defenders. What did this report find?
Well, the report found that these particular individuals, women human rights defenders, face particular risks because they are breaking, in particular, taboos. So they face specific risks, but also because they are women, you know, they are not only criminalized the way men are criminalized, but there's the added sexual violence that exists mainly against women or those of other genders, you know, the LGBTI community as well. So that's what we found. We also found that there is no, even though the international community now for over 20 years, you know, commit to protecting all human rights defenders. And then there was a specific resolution 6 years ago to protect and recognize women human rights defenders. And that was, you know, this was that committed by the UN, where all states that are part of the UN committed to protecting them and recognizing them. But of course, you know, states say something, pass resolutions, and then they don't put it into practice. So there are scores of women human rights defenders who are being criminalized, who are being threatened, who are being targeted instead of sort of being applauded.
Why do you think the UN resolution was ineffective? There was just no action taken upon it?
Because in general, states, you know, they don't put their money where their mouth is. So we have, you know, at international level, key international commitments, key international covenants and agreements, you know, that are very good, but then they're not implemented. And then at national and regional level, that's what happens as well. In many countries in the world, you know, constitutions are very progressive. They specifically say that one has to sort of protect those defending rights. But then when it comes to implementing and putting specific sort of mechanisms in place to protect them or applaud them, that doesn't happen.
What would you like to see states do in response to this report?
What I would like, Amnesty would like to see is, one, that publicly those with power recognize the key work that women human rights defenders do in defending women's rights, sexual and reproductive rights, and gender equality rights. So that's one of them, recognizing them publicly and then putting in place mechanisms to protect them. For example, if there are threats, that they very quickly investigate them and that they don't go and punish these threats. Or if women aren't criminalized falsely for defending our rights. And actually, as you will see in our report, I mean, women human rights defenders have also been killed. Only already this year, there are at least 35 women human rights defenders who have been killed worldwide. That is a high number, see. So we would hope that states all over the world prevent that, but if it happens, that they immediately investigate it and bring to justice those responsible, so that there is a clear signal that these, you know, attacks against women human rights defenders aren't going to be tolerated.
And just going back to the findings of the report, it mentions politics of demonization. What does this refer to?
This refers to sort of accusing, instead of instead of applauding what women human rights defenders do, when, for example, women human rights defenders are defending sexual and reproductive rights, they are attacked, you know, for defending only certain rights and not others. And in the context that we're living now politically, you know, there is this attack against the other quite often, instead of sort of embracing the other. So that's what we refer to as the politics of demonization.
What else are women human rights defenders at risk of?
What else are they at risk of? Well, they are at risk of, for example, being put in, accused falsely of crimes, and that's what we call criminalization. So in various parts of the world, you know, they are falsely accused when they are defending rights. In order to sort of censor them and not allowing them to do that, and also send a chilling effect to others, they are falsely accused of criminal actions, for example, you know. So that is something that happens in various countries quite often.
How does the work you do interact with the report?
Well, we interviewed about 25 women, the ones that are sort of featured in the last chapter of the report. We interviewed them to see, you know, what were the challenges they faced and what they had achieved. So that's how, you know, what we do is sort of go and do the research and then write it all up.
And before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, just to sort of, I hope that, you know, all your listeners have a look at the report and hopefully spread the word as much as they can. And maybe also say that all of us can become women human rights defenders. It isn't necessarily a job. It's something that when we see an injustice taking place against a women human rights defender or against our sexual and reproductive rights, that we sort of stand up and take that injustice personally and do something about it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.